Do you ever feel like there are so many people doing what you want to be doing that you'll never be able to stand out from the crowd? Do you worry that your industry is saturated and your business will get lost in this sea of competitors? Knowing your industry, market, and competition is important as a business owner, but often that knowledge also means we start getting worried about our place within that whole thing. So on this episode, I'm sharing a list of practical, simple things that you can do today to make sure you stand out in your industry and attract people to your work. Let's dive in. Hey there, I'm Shawn Miner, and this is Unstuck Entrepreneur. I'm a former nutritionist who turned a struggling, stressful nutrition practice into a thriving, freedom-filled online business where I work from home in my sweatpants while reaching and helping thousands of people all at the same time. Now I'm obsessed with showing other heart-centered coaches, practitioners, and solopreneurs how to build a business and life they love. Consider this podcast your safe space to learn both the inner work and practical strategies required to build the impactful, profitable business of your dreams. No hustle, grind, or long hours required. That's right, hustle culture, not welcome here. Let's get into today's session. Hey there, friends. Welcome back to the Unstuck Entrepreneur Podcast. I'm Shawn, your host on each and every episode of this show. Thank you so much for being here on this episode and for every one that you check out. Your support means the world. Today, we're approaching a topic that I think is pretty relevant to a lot of you listening out there and the industries that you might be in and feeling like they are saturated, feeling like there's just a lot of people doing what you want to or are doing or something similar. And so how can you stand out in the crowd? That is what we're going to talk about today. I do want to let you know quickly before we get into it that I am hosting the Signature Program in a Day free live workshop coming up next week, next Tuesday, August 9th. If you're listening to this around the time when it airs, we have a free live workshop coming up for anyone who thinks they might want to add a signature program to their business, or if you know you do, but you're still not doing it. This is the place for you to be because we are going to do it together. By the time you are done with the workshop, you will have the clarity around your signature program. You'll get a lot of questions answered. You will be able to move on to the next step of actually creating the thing because you've gotten all of the pieces of the puzzle in place. That is the goal. That is what we're doing together. It is free. It is live. It is interactive. It is one of those things where you come in and you do some work and you brainstorm and you share and you get some ideas going and you see how it feels. It's not one of these sit back and just like watch this webinar where you don't even actually learn anything or take anything away from it. This is an experience. If you want in, head to shawnminer.com/day. That's D-A-Y, shawnminer.com/day. Again, it is happening August 9th at 11 a.m. Mountain Time. You can do the math to figure out what that is wherever you are located in the world. If at all possible, it really is one of those opportunities that you want to be at live if you can. If you can make it work, if you can rearrange your schedule and fit that time in, it is so valuable. Watching a replay, yeah, that works. And I will definitely provide a replay if you can't be there live, as long as you register, because that's how I know that you want a replay. But it's just one of those things where the energy, the vibe, and what we're doing together really works best live because you can do it right then and there. You can actually do the work at that time with everyone doing it together. So it's really fun. I ran this a couple months ago. It was such a blast. We had so much fun. And it was such a success. Like so many people really, really enjoyed it and really got a lot out of it that I wanted to make sure to do it again relatively soon. So those that couldn't be there the first time still had that opportunity and could really get going with this without having to wait even longer. So seanminer.com/day, save your seat, and I will see you there live. It's going to be so much fun. Now, getting into the topic of an industry being saturated. First of all, let's be clear on this one thing. The industry that you are in isn't saturated. Really, any industry and any business in any area only becomes saturated when everybody who has the problem that your product or service solves has a resolution to that problem. When the problem no longer exists anymore because everyone already has a product that helps or has gone through the service that helps, and now there is no more problem. Which if you think about it, that's actually very few industries. That is when we actually have a saturation in the market, and then you might need to start worrying about your business and your idea and if it really is viable at that point. So instead of saying saturated, we can say mature for sure, which I think most of you that are in a service-based business and a lot of you are in a wellness industry or some type of business where you help others, that isn't even mature. That isn't even, definitely not saturated, and isn't even mature, isn't even there yet. It's still a fresh new industry on so many levels. So let's just say, for example, that you are a nutritionist. Does everyone have the knowledge and education they need on what they should and should not be eating for their specific health needs? Absolutely not. Like 90% of people have no idea and don't even know where to go to get that information. That is how new that kind of industry is, the nutrition health coach kind of industry. Like this wasn't really a big thing in like 1950, you know? So relatively speaking, very new, very young type of industry. Same thing goes for like a mindset coach, for example. Is everyone walking around in like this state of peace and they have total awareness and they have no limiting beliefs? They can just glide through life with no problems? Of course not. Absolutely not. Again, a very new, young industry and so much opportunity there for people who need and want your help, both now, people that are aware of their needs and desires now, and years from now as this becomes more and more and more well-known as the industry progresses. So when we're really thinking in terms of like, is the market I'm in saturated? Why are there so many people doing what I want to be doing? Instead of thinking in that regard, I want you to think about the number of people who still need your help. The whatever 7 billion, I don't even know what we're at anymore, people in this world that you could be of service to, that your business could help. And when you start thinking of it that way, then it takes on a whole new meaning and a whole new level. And that's really the beauty of having a service-based business, which is what a lot of you out there listening right now have, is because I don't know that it's really ever going to be possible to be in a completely saturated industry in your area, in what service you provide, because there's very few people, if any, doing exactly what you do. There are obviously people who have studied what you have studied. There are people who help the people that you help, but no one is doing exactly what you do. And we'll talk about that coming up in a way for you to stand out from the crowd. So that all being said, I know that it feels like there are a lot of people doing what you are doing or want to be doing. I think this is especially the case when you are, you know, say you're on social media or you're listening to podcasts, you're consuming content of other people who are doing something similar to what you are doing or want to be doing. So you create this environment, this bubble where there's lots of people, you're getting lots of information, you're seeing lots of content, you're scrolling, and it's like mostly people doing what you want to be doing. And then it does feel saturated. I found myself in that place when I graduated as a nutritional therapy practitioner. And of course, I'm following everyone that was in my class and other people I know who are nutritionists and what they're doing. And you start following and getting involved in their content, in not like in a like competitive way or anything, but just because they're your friends or they're people who are kind of in your spot and have a same interest or passion as you. And so you naturally follow those people. But when it is your business and what you want to be doing, then all of a sudden it seems like your bubble is like the entire world, when really it's just your bubble. And you take a step out and see what else is out there, and you realize that most people still have no idea what they're supposed to eat, what is considered healthy versus not healthy, and the ingredients to look out for. No, most people do not know that. Most people don't know anything about how to spot their limiting beliefs and transmute them and shift their energy and all the things that mindset coaches do, right? So remember that. Just go back to focusing on the number of people that you can help with your services, with your expertise, with your education. How many people out there still need you? If ever it feels like you're in this place of so many people are doing what I'm doing. Now, because of this, what I often see is that the saturation idea leads people to overthink things, second guess what they want to do or what they are doing or if their business can actually work or if they can actually stand out from the crowd. And it becomes, again, like in every episode that we talk about here on Unstuck Entrepreneur, it becomes a place for your ego to latch onto and start telling yourself these stories, and keeps you from really doing what you want to do, really putting yourself out there, really having the business that you want to have, because your ego has attached to this idea of there's so many people already doing what I want to do. Is it saturated? Can I really make this work? And there we go with the mental chatter. So this is why we are having this conversation on this episode, because I want to share with you some very practical ways that you can stand out from the crowd. Yes, this is an energy conversation, and we will talk about that just a bit because y'all know we got to talk about it in every episode. But since we talk about it in every episode, I don't think I need to like super expand on it today. But there are also very important, very practical, very easy things that you can be doing in your business to stand out and be known for the work that you do. So we have two kind of categories here. The first category is you. And you all know this. We talk about this all the time, but even just without hearing any other Unstuck Entrepreneur episode, you know this. The thing that is going to make you stand out from everyone else who's doing something similar to you is you, is how you show up by way of, yes, your energy, those things that you cannot even put your finger on, but it's the reason why people are attracted to you. It's the reason why you are attracted to other people. It's the vibe. And part of that vibe and where that comes from is how you show up as you, how you share your story, how you showcase your personality, no matter what that is. You could be shy, you could be sweet, you could be funny, you could be quirky. There's so many different personality traits. We all obviously have super unique personalities, but being able to express that fully is what will get people attracted to you, whether it's because they have a similar personality and so they really vibe with you, or they don't, but they really enjoy and appreciate those who do have those personality traits that you have. Like, I'm not super funny, so when I see funny people, I'm like, yes, I want to follow you. I'm like hanging on every word because I love to laugh and I think you're hilarious. So that all contributes to the vibe. Your relatability, you guys, your relatability is such an attraction point for your audience. And again, if we're thinking in terms of, yes, your personality and how you kind of share that with the world, but also your story and how that relates to your people, to whoever you want to help. You have a story. We all have a story. We all have hundreds, thousands of stories. And so finding those stories that help you become relatable to the people that you want to help, to the people in your audience, or those who you want to be in your audience, those you want to attract, that is also an energetic attraction point, but also a very practical attraction point. Like, oh, this person gets what I've been through. This person understands me. This person has been through something similar, or maybe not similar, but like their story just really resonates and how they share it and how vulnerable they are. You know, like that's another really big piece to this is, can you be relatable and can you be vulnerable? And yes, we can have boundaries and should have boundaries. You don't have to share every single piece of your life with the world and with the people that you want to attract and in your content. But are there pieces of your story that are not only relatable, but vulnerable? And are you willing to share that side of you while also showcasing your personality? Now, can you see how everything we're talking about is coming in to become this kind of like ultimate stew of your energetic attraction point? It's really how it works. And I'm sharing this because while I know that you know it, I wonder if you can get really honest with yourself and really, truly agree that you are showing it. Are you actually doing it? And this shows up in, yes, your social media, yes, your podcast, your blog posts, even just like the copy that you have on your website when you're sharing your about page and the story that goes there. Even just on your homepage and when you explain about what you do, is it showcasing your personality? Is there an actual vibe and the vibe that you want to be giving out in those words, in that story, on your website? So it's simple things like that. And it can be in, you know, where I really see this lacking, if I'm being totally honest, I see this lacking in the captions of social media posts. That is such an amazing, amazing, amazing place to showcase your personality, to share your story, to be relatable, to be vulnerable. And by way of that, really setting up this attraction point. And also on stories, like could not be a better place to showcase your personality and just share kind of behind the scenes stuff of like who you really are. There is really not a better place than, you know, Instagram stories, for example, or Facebook stories or wherever else has stories, than to take people really into your world because it's so unedited. It's just like whatever, and share more about you. And that becomes your attraction point that immediately sets you apart from everyone else. So really remember that and really get honest with yourself and see if you are actually there, if you are actually doing that. And can you say with certainty that you are fully putting out your energetic attraction point, that you're fully sharing your story, that you're really being relatable about the things in your life that other people can relate to. Maybe it's happened to them, or they just know exactly how that would feel, whatever it is, being relatable. And so this is under the umbrella of you really truly being the thing that will set you apart in your industry. And I think we all know that, but are you actually doing it? That is the question. Now, the second piece here is in your positioning. And there are a few things to go over under this umbrella. So your positioning, this is a pretty well-known marketing term in the business world. It's just like it sounds, how you position yourself in your industry, really how you're known. So like, for example, technically Walmart and Target are both big box kind of like department stores, but not, you know, they're both in the same kind of category. And yet Walmart really has positioned itself as the best prices, great for people on a budget kind of place. Whereas Target has really positioned itself as kind of this trendy, cool stuff. It's got this cool vibe, still great prices, but maybe not as good as Walmart. But you have this different experience with that brand, right? So same industry, essentially, but very different positioning and really different markets too, different people that they are attracting. If you are into like trendy, cool stuff, then you're probably going to go to Target over Walmart. But if you're on a budget and you really just want to get the best price in town, you're probably going to go to Walmart, right? So different people that they are attracting, and that is all based on their positioning. That is all very purposeful. So as a service-based business, I want you to think about and consider when you're kind of evaluating your positioning is, do people say something like, or would people say, maybe they don't actually say it, but would they be able to say, oh, they're the one that does that. They're the one who, and have something very specific after that. That is how you know that you are known for something even within your industry. Because without good positioning, you won't have that. You won't have that thing that people know you by. You won't stand out from the crowd. And you won't be really known as the person that does anything specific. Another way to think about positioning is thinking about if you were in a lineup with others in your industry. I think you can probably, if you really tried, get like 5 to 10 people that you would say are quote unquote competitors, which I don't like that word. I don't think we even need to go there. They're not competitors at all, which we now know because of this conversation, but people doing something very similar to what you are doing. Think about that and say you're all on this stage together, lined up. What makes you stand out? What makes you shine a little brighter? So like the lights are all on, they're all on you, but for some reason, there's a light that's a little bit brighter on you. And what is it that is making that light shine brighter on you so people are drawn to you? So probably a lot of you know that I like to dance. And not that I'm not good or anything like that, but I like to dance. And so I watch dancing videos on Instagram and TikTok and that kind of thing. And when I am watching these dance videos, when there's more than one person, I'm always drawn to watch one person. If there's like three people dancing, I zone in on one person for some reason. And it's not always the person in the front either. For some reason, I am naturally drawn to watch one. And it is usually because something about how they're dancing, the dance moves they're doing, how they look, it just seems really cool to me. So I'm drawn to that one person. Same thing goes for your clients in your industry and with the other people who are doing something similar to you. So you can kind of think about it like that. Now, here are three ingredients that we're going to cover today that will help you with your positioning. The first one, you knew it was coming. It's your niche, your dream client, as we call it around here. It is knowing what that is, who that specifically is that you work with, that you want to help, and what you want to do specifically. So knowing it is one thing. And then also speaking to it, sharing it, really honing in all of your content towards that. And that is where it's like a whole nother level. Like, we'll go through the process of figuring out our niche and then still speak way too broadly when it actually comes down to it and you do start creating content. You're just like all over the place, or you're being super broad, and then nobody knows who you actually help and what you specifically do for people. So knowing and speaking directly to your niche. If you're in the wellness industry and you've been thinking like, man, I feel like everyone's in the wellness industry. There's so many health coaches and nutritionists and personal trainers and mindset coaches and all these people. You're right. Absolutely. Doesn't mean it's saturated, but yes, there are a lot of service-based wellness businesses out there. But what happens when you know your niche and you narrow it down even further? So what about the nutrition for people with autoimmune disease industry, or the pelvic floor therapy for new moms industry, or the yoga poses for people with chronic pain industry? Those are way smaller, right? And there's probably not nearly as many people doing that thing that you want to do or you are doing once you narrow it down even further. Then you have a lot more, that light is shining brighter already on you because you've gotten much more specific. And because the people who are your dream clients that need what you have to offer now know who you are and what you do. So now you've become, oh, they're the person who helps people with their nutrition if they have autoimmune disease, or they're the person who helps new moms get their pelvic floor back after birth, or they're the one who helps people with chronic pain into their yoga poses to help relieve it. Way more specific. And then that light is now on you because you are known for something very specific. So please, my friends, get specific, know and speak directly to your niche. If you have been in any of my programs, then you already have yours, because it is the first thing that we do in every single thing that I teach. We've also talked about it here on the show before. There are specific episodes about niching down or not. You can go back and listen to that as well to get going on that. But again, put yourself up against that test of, oh, they're the ones who do. And then whatever you think is your niche, is that specific enough? So obviously, they're the ones who do meal plans for anyone who asks, not going to really shine the light brighter in your direction. Or they're the one who trains anyone who wants to work out, not going to shine the light brighter in your direction. Do we get it? Cool. So that's the first thing. The next thing to consider in your positioning that will make you stand out from the crowd is your paid offer, something we talk about all the time here. So this is how you help people. It's your unique approach, your opportunity for guidance or coaching or whatever you do. It's your unique framework. And this is one of the many, many, many reasons why I love signature programs and why I truly think, honestly, like almost every service-based business owner would do really well in having one. I really firmly believe that, not just because I teach you how to do it, But that's why I started teaching you how to do it, because I see the opportunity for so many of you to really have a thriving business because of your signature program for so many reasons, but this is one of them, because having that program will immediately set you apart from everyone else that's doing something similar, because no one has the exact same program or offer around that program as you. It's literally impossible. So yeah, there will be other people who have one-on-one services like you. There might even be courses that are similar to a course that you want to offer, like how to do a handstand or how to train for your first marathon. Still not going to be exactly the same, but could be similar. And so you still find yourself feeling like you have quote unquote competition. Like, how do I get them to buy my how to do a handstand course versus their how to do a handstand course? So there's still that idea when it comes to one-on-one services, courses, things like that. But when you have a program, no one is going to have anything like it. That is why it is signature, because it also involves how you guide people, how you organize it, what you included, the journey that you're taking someone on, and most importantly, the support and the community that you build around it. All of that is truly unique. And in Signature Program Lab, we build your signature framework and your signature statement that literally no one else will have. It is so unique to you, and that right there makes you stand out from everyone else. So no matter what, you will always be the person who has XYZ program, the person who guides people through XYZ framework. You know, you will always have that unique thing that is just yours, just for your business. And not only does it automatically help you stand out from the crowd, but it also guides you through content creation that is different than anyone else's, because it is coming from your own unique program, your own unique perspective that you have now put into this program. And now as you create content, it will automatically be different and unique from anyone else. So cool. So really think about that. Not only do you need to have a very clear, defined, specific niche, the person that you help, but you also need a clear, defined, specific paid offer. And what is that going to be for you and your business? And it doesn't have to be the only one, but you need at least one unique paid offer. And then the last thing under this positioning piece is your messaging. Again, something we talk about over and over and over again, something we do in every single program that I have. It is incredibly important. And I would say like 5% of people are actually doing it. So your messaging, we can think of it as like the words, phrases, things like that, that you are using to connect with your audience and let them know they are a match for you and your services and what you have to offer. So the first two things we just talked about, your niche and your paid offer, those being specific and unique, already help with your messaging a ton. And really, you need those two things in place first in order to get your messaging down to a point where people really respond and get what you're trying to say. And it will help you so much too to formulate your messaging when you already have that already in place. But my friends, you have to have a message. Think about it. You need a message. You need something that you are sharing. You need a stance. You need something you believe in, something you want to share, something you really want to back up. And you need to like bring it to the surface over and over and over again. It's something that you really want your dream clients to know and feel and realize in themselves, because when you have that, then you have made that connection point. And when you have that connection point, you have a client, a paying client, no less. If you haven't sat down and spent dedicated time working on your messaging, this is your reminder, your friendly reminder, your gentle nudge to work on that now, to make it a priority. I promise once you have that down, you will not be worried about any industry being saturated or how many people are doing what you want to do or how you're going to stand out from the crowd. You will feel so confident in what you do for your clients, why they need you, how you can help them, and the role that you play in their journey. So all three of these things really do that for you. And what we really want here is confidence, because if you have this question of how am I going to stand out in a saturated industry? How am I going to stand out from the crowd? There are so many other people doing what I want to do. What's really behind that is a lack of confidence. And these are the practical things that you can do to build confidence in yourself. And I've said this before, and I'll say it over and over and over again. It's something we talked about in the Signature Program Lab coaching call we had this week about how you have to take action. You have to do in order to feel confident. It's one of those things we often have backwards where we're waiting for that confidence in order to create our program or post on social media or write our blog post or put out our first podcast episode, when in reality, those action steps are the things that will build confidence. It's the other way around. So you have to do some things before you feel fully confident, knowing that that is what will come. And so to niche down, to figure out your paid offer and really build that out so that you're excited about sharing it, and then getting your messaging down will build so much confidence in you that you really won't even think about your industry at all. You'll be so involved in what you're doing and who you're helping and how you're helping them. And that's all that really matters. And bonus points, all of these things also make it really, really super easy to sell your services, to sell your program, to sell your paid offer. It's pretty much a done deal when you get all of this figured out, which means you have a business that is making money and will continue to make money as long as you continue to do these things. Now let's get you started on your messaging. I'll give you just some things to think about. If you are a member in any program, Holistic Business Starter, Signature Program Lab, Launch List Accelerator, my three programs, you have access to the Magnetic Messaging Workbook. Do that. Take some time. It will change your life for sure. It will change your business, which also changes your life. So do that. If you are not yet, just know that that is something that is available to you inside any of the coaching that I do. So you will have access to that. But you can always just start by writing down in your client's words, in their verbiage, in what they would say to you, not what you want to say to them as the coach, the practitioner, the leader. Where are they at right now? What are they experiencing? Obviously, they have a problem they don't want. They have symptoms they don't want. They have things in their lives that are causing struggle. Where are they at right now? In their words. Like if they were talking to their bestie about their problems, specifically the one that you solve, what would they say? And then where do they want to be? In their words, how do they want to feel? What do they want to experience? How do they want their life to be? So again, you're writing that down. And then where will they be once they work with you? So once they go through your program, once they go through your one-on-one client package, whatever it is that your paid offer is, what will they experience after? So what is the after, the effect of working with you? What problems will be resolved? What symptoms will be gone? How will they feel now? How will life look for them now? So those are the three places that you can start, and just do as much brainstorming on that as you can. And again, in the Magnetic Messaging Workbook, I break it down into 29 different questions to really guide you through that process. And once you have that and you start speaking to that, you start creating content around that, your website talks about it, your sales page talks about it, your landing pages, your thank you pages, your Instagram posts, your podcast episodes, everything is surrounding your messaging, it will change the game for you. And like I said, most people aren't doing this. So automatically that means you have something that will make you super unique and really help you stand out because most people simply aren't doing it. And that is how you will really create a unique experience, a unique environment, a unique energetic expression that will attract the people who are meant to be in your space, the people that are meant to be in your audience, the people that are meant to be your paying clients. That is how you can become that attraction point and have that glow around you and your work that others doing something similar simply don't have for that person, because you have done these things. And that's what we're really trying to do here, is just make you feel confident and clear in what you have to offer, in the uniqueness that you bring to the work that you do, and creating a business around that. That is the ultimate goal here. So before I wrap up, like I said, I very much believe that having your own signature program will be the thing that makes you stand out amongst your peers. Your signature program is packed with uniqueness. It is unique to you and your work. It has its own messaging. It has its own framework. It has its own specificity. So if you are someone who has been considering adding a signature program to your business, or maybe you already know you want one, but you just haven't done it yet, cool, that's great. I'm here to help you with that. Let's change that. Okay, let's do that. Next week, I am hosting a free live masterclass for anyone who wants to get clarity around their signature program and actually start creating the thing. Like really, once you're done with this workshop, you will be able to start creating your signature program because you will have all of the pieces of the puzzle in place. It is so cool. It's so fun. It's called Signature Program in a Day. It is action oriented. It is interactive. Together, we are going to do all of this together as a group. We're going to go through all of those pieces of the puzzle and work through them. And so that you have these ideas, you have these brainstorms, you get this clarity around each piece of that puzzle. So like I said, when you're done, you can go off and create the thing. Like, how cool is that? There are just so many, I think, unknowns when it's something you've never done before. And we're going to take those unknowns. I've done this many a time, created my own program many a time. So I know how to work through those unknowns for you so that you can get that clarity. If you participated in the last one and you want to go through it again, totally cool. Please do so. Make sure you sign up. If you signed up for the last one and you couldn't make it live, but now hopefully you can, as you know, summer is winding down and things are getting back to normal, then great. Please do that. And if this is your first time hearing about this thing and it sounds like something you want or you need, then absolutely make sure you put it on your schedule. You can do so at seanminor.com/day, seanminor.com/day. Again, if you can at all be there live, it really is one of those workshops that is best live. This is not a webinar where you can just kind of do like 800 of other things. This is a workshop. We are getting work done. This is time spent working on your business, and it is important. So take the time out, be there live. I will see you there. I'm super excited. Can't wait to help you create your signature program. seanminor.com/day to save your seat. And until next time, take care. Hey friend, real quick before you go, don't forget to head over to my website and take the quiz to find out your solopreneur personality type. I've created a super fun, super informative 2-minute quiz that will show you which one of the 4 solopreneur personality types you fall into. Could it be the boss, the socialite, the visionary, or the supporter? Which one are you? Not only is it just fun to know more about yourself, especially as it relates to your business, but it's also really important information so you can be sure that you're building a business that works for you based on your energy, your personality, and your desires. Did you ever take those quizzes from the Cosmopolitan magazine back in the day? It's kind of like that, but with actual solid questions and real helpful tips and advice at the end. You can find the What's Your Solopreneur Personality Type quiz right on the homepage of my website at seanminer.com. Head there now to take the quiz, then let me know over on Instagram at UnstuckEntrepreneur what your type is. I'll see you over there.